This is the Kol Hadash Podcast. Originally recorded on October 2nd, 2024, Rabbi Adam Shalom's theme for the Rosh Hashanah evening is Jewish Divisions, Us or Them, a perspective on the lack of unity within Judaism. This is the Torah reading from that event.
Vayetar Yitzchak leYaveh, lenochach ishto ki akarahi. Vayeater lo Yaveh, v'tahar Rivka, ishto, v'yitrotetsu habanim bekirba. V'tomer in ken lama ze anochi, v'telech lidrosh et Yaveh. V'yomer Yaveh la, shnei goyim bavitnech, ushnei le'omim me'ayech, yefaredu, v'le'om mile'om ye'ematz, v'rav ye'avod tza'ir. V'yimlu'u yameha laledet, והנה תומים בביתנה, ויצא הראשון אדמוני כולו כאדרת שעיר, ויקראו שמו עשיו. ואחרי כן יצא אחיו, וידו אוחזת בעקב עשיו, ויקרא שמו יעקב. ויצחק בן 60 שנה בלידה אותם. ויגדלו הנערים. ויהי עשיו איש יודע צייד, איש שדה, ויעקב איש תם, יושב אוהלים. ויאהב יצחק את עשיו, כי צייד בפיו, ורבקה אוהבת את יעקב. ויעזד יעקב נזיד, ויבוא עשיו מן השדה, והוא עייף. ויאמר עשיו אל יעקב, הליטני מן האדום האדום הזה, כי עייף אנוכי, על כן קרא שמו אדום. ויאמר יעקב, מכרה כיום את בכורתך לי. ויאמר עשיו, הנה אנוכי הולך למות, ולמה זה לי בכורה? ויאמר יעקב, השפיעני כיום, וישבע לו. וימכור את בכורתו ליעקב. ויעקב נתן לעשיו לחם ותזים עדשים. ויאכול וישת ויקום וילך ויבז עשיו את הבכורה. Isaac appealed to his God Yahweh for his wife because she was barren. Yahweh heard his appeal, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled within her. She said, "If it is to be like this, why do I live?" She went to ask Yahweh, and Yahweh told her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples will be separated from your body. The one people will be stronger than the other people. The elder will serve the younger." When her days to deliver were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red all over, like a hairy garment. They named him Esau. After that, his brother came out, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel. He was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. The boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. Jacob was a quiet man, living in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he ate his venison. Rebekah loved Jacob. One day Jacob boiled stew. Esau came in from the field famished. Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with some of that red, red stuff, for I am famished." And thus his name was called Edom, from Adom, red. Jacob said, "First, sell me your birthright." Esau said, "Behold, I am about to die. What good is the birthright to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me first." And he swore to him. He sold his birthright to Jacob. Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew. He ate and drank. He rose up and went on his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. The Torah does politics through stories. Jacob will be renamed Israel, quite literally the father of the nation, with his 12 sons becoming 12 tribes. In real history, the tribes came first, and the story came second as a way to bind the tribes together as brothers, not just allies. And Esau, Jacob's brother, Esau becomes Edom, the Edomites, another Semitic nation that battled with Israel. Edom was a real nation to the south of Israel and Judah, attested in archaeology and in the accounts of other nations. Yet Esau does not remain Edom in Jewish thought. In Jewish thought, Edom is also Rome. Edom is Christendom and Islam. Jews believe that Edom was the eternal enemy because the rivalry, the hostility, even the warfare between Jacob and Esau, Israel and Edom, the Jews and the nations throughout Jewish history, started in the womb and carried on into life, then and even now, because, in the rabbinic phrase, Esav sone et Yaakov, Esau hates Jacob. In that same corner of the world, today Edom is perhaps closest to Iran and its allies Hezbollah and the Houthis and Hamas. The last 12 months in Israel and Palestine and now Lebanon and soon to be Iran, we have seen terrible violence and suffering, dislocation and fear from October 7th onward. I do not lose much sleep over casualties among Hamas and Hezbollah. But if the world should weep for Israeli civilians who were raped and killed and kidnapped on October 7th, we can also spare tears for the civilians behind whom those terrorists hide and who are caught in the crossfire. The thousands dislocated from Israel south and north, thousands dislocated within Gaza and Lebanon, war that goes on with no ceasefire, no resolution, no long-term plan in sight. The mythological archetype persists. Who owns the land? Who owns the birthright? Who has played by the rules and who is immoral? Who is wild and violent in the fields and who is civilized in the tents? Who do you love? And you can only love one. It begins to feel like the ancient conflict is part of the fabric of reality, back to the earliest days and ongoing forever. I offer two options for hope. First, as the story progresses, Jacob and Esau's relationship gets worse, and still worse. But after many years and travels, trials and growth and learning, eventually there is a reconciliation, wary but real. Conflicts, even those that began before birth, need not last forever. The pre-birth of modern Israel was the pre-birth of the Israel-Palestine conflict. They were born grasping each other's heels. The move from there to clasping hands is long and difficult, but not impossible. Second hope, it's only a story. Yes, I know that narratives reflect human psychology and insight into the human condition. I know that myths set templates and expectations. They define beliefs and possibilities. Yet there is no cosmic author who has set the template that these peoples and their conflicts must follow. If there is a book of life that opens tonight, it is a new page that we can write. We can tell a new story of Jacob and Esau, of Israel and Edom, of today and tomorrow. May the only red stuff between us be lentil stew in our lifetimes.
Thank you for listening to the Kol Hadash podcast. To learn more, support, and membership to Kol Hadash, visit kolhadash.com. To learn more about secular humanistic Judaism, visit shj.org.